Blackstone presents More Monsters, More Mayhem by Charles Tillman. This book is read by Chelsea Stevens. Prologue. Merlin Emrys, Academy of Magic. Natalia sat alone in the shadows with her back against a wall, watching the partygoers twist and gyrate to the heavy bass beat of the band. Her friends had convinced her to come to the final party of their last year at the academy and promptly abandoned her for other pursuits. Natalia watched wistfully as the dancers performed intricate moves to the music, wishing someone would ask her to join. The reason she was alone was on the dance floor, surrounded by a bevy of eager witches vying for his attention. Randall Blackwell, the son of the head of the Dark Families and Natalia's promised husband, had spent the entire year pointedly ignoring her. But any time a male classmate showed a spark of interest, Randall and his bully boys made a point of threatening, and in two cases, taking action against them. Randall's actions and Natalia's failure to master even the simplest of spells ensured all but a select group of girls at the school shunned Natalia. The same group had abandoned her and were in the crowd surrounding Randall. Natalia sighed and stood, resigned to go to the refreshments table and skulk off to her room for another lonely night. When she moved along the dance floor's edge, she developed an uneasy feeling that someone was watching her. A hand gripped her arm and pulled her back when she stopped at the refreshments.
"Where do you think you're going?" Randall growled.
"Back to my realm, like you even care," Natalia snapped.
"Oh, but I do care what my promised bride is doing. It wouldn't do for you to let one of these low-class mages sully your honor. I doubt you'd fare well in the scandal that would follow."
"Let me go, Randall. You know damn well that even if I wanted to slut around like you do, none of the guys here would dare try after what you did to poor Nigel."
Randall opened his eyes wide in feigned shock and threw his arms out.
"I had nothing to do with that. The headmaster determined that Nigel tried to use a spell beyond his abilities, which is what killed him. It's a terrible shame for someone so young to die, but I wasn't anywhere around when it happened."
"Whatever you say, Randall. I'm tired, and I'm going to my room."
Natalia hurried away before Randall decided to accost her again and lamented for the thousandth time that Winston Blackwell had shown up unannounced shortly after her father died. The next thing she knew, she was in-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?